Stanbic Bank. This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
13 hours on Phoenix FM. Up next, the main news.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check, check. There we go.
106.7. Bonzi.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Win number money 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntalandi, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Chaliro boo, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Good afternoon. The headlines. Rafael Nakachinda jailed 6 months for hate speech. Commerce Minister urges CCPC to engage suppliers over high solar and cement prices. And in global news, Trump administration expands U.S. travel ban to 5 more countries. With the 13 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mogando. Lusaka Principal Magistrate Ida Piri has convicted and sentenced Patriotic Front, PF Faction Secretary General Rafa Nakachinda to 6 months imprisonment with hard labor for hate speech. Rendering judgment this morning, Magistrate Piri found that Mr. Nakachinda's remarks in 2023 showed hatred and ridicule towards Tonga-speaking people from Wengwa in the southern province on account of their tribe and place of origin when he criticized voters for electing a person from Wengwa to State House in President Hagainde's dilemma. The court indicated that Mr. Nakachinda's sentiments had potential to incite violence and promote ethnic division. Mr. Nakachinda will serve the 6 month jail term concurrently with the 18 month jail term he is currently serving for defaming President dilemma. Commerce, Trade and Industry Minister Chipoka Mulenga has called on the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission, CCPC, to engage solar equipment and cement suppliers to ensure fair pricing of the commodities. Mr. Mulenga has noted with concern that despite government's efforts in removing taxes on imports of solar equipment, prices of the commodities are still high on the local market. He further noted that due to increased foreign demand, cement suppliers opt to sell the cement outside the country at a higher price, causing scarcity and price increments on the local market. Mr. Mulenga was speaking in Lusaka this morning at the handover of a $40,000 worth Ford Ranger vehicle secured under the Lobito Corridor Trade Facilitation Project by the Ministry to CCPC.
I'm not asking you to go and do a down rate. Engage them so that we see. We have given you all the concessions you need. Can we see the right prices? We do not wish government to be the trader themselves. We don't want government to start buying directly from China, from America, from England, from anywhere, and we start selling. We are happy to see the private sector playing the role, but they should not be exploiting the Zambian public. It is your role to make sure that this is right.
And receiving the donation, CCPC Board Chairperson Angela Kafunda said the acquisition of the vehicle will significantly strengthen the Commission's operational presence along the Lobito Corridor. In a speech read for her by CCPC Board Member Derek Sikombe, Ms. Kafunda added that the vehicle will enable CCPC officers conduct market monitoring advocacy, investigations and stakeholder engagements in a timely and efficient manner, particularly in areas where access has been a challenge.
Honorable Minister, this will enhance our ability to prevent anti-competitive practices, protect consumers, and support a transparent and inclusive trading environment along the Lobito Corridor. Allow me to sincerely thank you, sir, and the Ministry of Commerce, Trade and Industry for the continued policy guidance, support, and confidence placed in the Commission and our board.
Green Economy and Environment Minister Mike Mposha says countries that attended the COP30 in Belém, Brazil last month have agreed to significantly scale up funding for climate change adaptation. Speaking during a media briefing on the outcomes of the conference in Osaka this morning, Mr. Mposha says the decision will see adaptation finance increase from $26 billion to $120 billion by the year 2035, following resolutions made at the Global Climate Summit. The minister has also disclosed that Zambia entered into a bilateral agreement with Switzerland under Article 6 of the Paris Agreement, a move that positions Switzerland as a buyer of carbon credits generated by Zambian projects. Meanwhile, Mr. Mposha has announced that Zambia will host the 8th board meeting of the Fund for Responding to Loss and Damage in Livingstone in April 2026, making it the first African nation to host the meeting.
Though not yet a binding commitment, this signal guides international financial institutions and the donors towards scaling support for countries, particularly the developing countries and countries like Zambia. Number two, enhanced ambition for the 2035 NDC cycle. The Belém mission to 1.5 degrees Celsius was launched to support countries in raising ambition and implementing the 2035 NDC.
At the same event, UNDP country representative Dr. James Wakiaga said the global commitment to raise $1.3 trillion annually by 2035 for climate action presents an opportunity for developing countries to access much-needed financing. Dr. Wakiaga has reaffirmed UNDP's support to Zambia, particularly in strengthening climate adaptation and resilience efforts.
For Zambia, these outcomes are particularly very significant. Our community is already experiencing the harsh impact of climate change, from the prolonged droughts to devastating floods. The commitment to mobilize $1.3 million annually by 2035 for climate action, alongside strengthened adaptation measures, do offer hope that resources will flow to countries like ours that need them most.
The Worldwide Fund for Nature, WWF, is urging government and other stakeholders to urgently move from policy commitments to implementation in order to safeguard the country's wildlife, forests, freshwater systems, and vulnerable communities. WWF Zambia Country Director Nalucha Ziva has warned that Zambia's natural ecosystems, which are central to national development, tourism, and community livelihoods, are under increasing threat from weak enforcement, pollution, illegal activities, and climate-related disasters. Ms. Ziva has urged government to fast-track the revision and adoption of the Wildlife Act in early 2026, noting that the absence of an updated legal framework continues to undermine efforts to combat poaching, manage human-wildlife conflict, and ensure fair benefit sharing with communities living near protected areas. She recommends that the revised act strengthen community participation, equitable benefit sharing, accountability in wildlife management, and integrate climate resilience and ecosystem-based approaches. According to Ms. Ziva, a modern and robust Wildlife Act is critical to securing Zambia's biodiversity heritage.
Zambia's natural ecosystem remains central to national development, community livelihoods, and tourism. Yet these vital assets are increasingly threatened by weak enforcement, pollution, illegal activities, and climate-related disasters. With a focus on 2026, WWF Zambia would like to recommend a few policy options that will make a difference in addressing the dual challenge of biodiversity loss and climate change.
In global news, the Trump administration has expanded its U.S. travel ban to include Burkina Faso, Mali, Niger, South Sudan and Syria, significantly widening restrictions on who can travel to or immigrate to the United States. The announcement made yesterday in Washington adds 5 countries to the list facing a full travel ban, while imposing partial restrictions on 15 additional nations, including Nigeria, Senegal, Ivory Coast, and Tanzania. Travel using documents issued by the Palestinian Authority has also been fully restricted. We monitor